I'm sorry, babe, I just came. Not really.
I want you to fuck me in this position, but facing the mirror. And I hope you're gonna pull my hair back. Maybe put your hand around my throat. Any chance I can see your dick while we're doing this? And if you want to show me your face as well, I think it's about time I know what you look like. Show me that dick in a close up, please. Oh, Luke. Do you know how much pleasure we could have had in the last couple of weeks? I've never done this before. Oh, fine sex. No, I'm just kidding. I've never done this position before where I'm sitting. I've got my legs tucked under me and I'm not riding my vibrator. Oh, I like this. Seriously, this is the very first time that I've ever done this, and it's fucking good. Oh, wow. Oh. Can you imagine that I'm riding you like this? My nipples being sucked during sex. Yeah, there's these little sex toys you can get. These little nipple, you just pop them on, and they have batteries. Like they rechargeable. I am totally gonna get that. I only learned that that sort of thing existed today. I can't fucking wait to buy them. They'll be my little Christmas present to myself. I can't believe I've only just discovered this position, man. Woo! Oh, wow! Shit! You've got a very sexy, naughty laugh, you know. Big old dick. I love when you take your hand away and it bounces and twitches. Can you do that again? I really, 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 really like seeing that. I want to talk about something which could quite possibly really, really happen in the very, very near future. Okay, I'm going to start you off and then I want you to finish the story. Okay? I've booked a hotel room. I have told reception
that a nice man called Luke is going to be coming along, and when he does, please give him the other key card. You get the key card off reception. You take the lift up to the 6th floor. You walk along to the right room. You're trembling with anticipation and nerves and excitement. You put the key card in. The little green light comes on. There's a click. The door unlocks. You turn the handle. You walk in. I'm in bed, on top of the sheets, dressed exactly like this, in this lacy, tight body stocking that leaves nothing to the imagination. I'm laying on my back with my legs spread. I've got my fingers between my thighs. I'm playing with my clit. And I'm looking at you with this excited, pretty smile. And this is the first time we're seeing each other in person. I want you to continue the story now. Hang on a second. You do realise we're not going to penetration, right? And you know the reason why, don't you? Tell me. I want to make sure you understand. Because? That's right. And why can't it continue? But your situation can change, can't it? That's something to look forward to, isn't it? Let's just hope I'm still single by then. What do you think are the chances that once you get me in the hotel room, you're going to stick to our agreement with no penetration? Even if you've been driven wild, I want you to imagine that you're forcing me. I want you to take the story in that direction. That I'm fucking turned on as fuck. And I'm really, really, really enjoying what you're doing. And I'm getting close. But then, you just can't help yourself. Your animal instinct takes over. And you just forget yourself. And you let your dick do the thinking for you. Yeah. And then what happens? What the fuck are you doing? That's fine, you can jerk off in front of me. Just don't forget our agreement. That's too close, Luke. I can't have you touching me with your dick. You can touch me with your tongue, you can touch me with your lips and your fingers, but not your dick. Do you understand? That's not the agreement we had, Luke. Well, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to call an end to this if this is the direction this is going in. Luke, you know deep down I want this, but I also am absolutely adamant that unless this is going to be an ongoing thing, We are not going all the way. Do you understand? I do not do one-offs. I do not have one-night stands. Neither of our situations means we can have people round to our houses. Luke, are you going to force yourself upon me? Get off me. Luke, get the fuck off me. Don't you dare try and pin me down. I'm stronger than you. Yes, I am. I am freakishly strong, actually. Ah! I can't breathe. I'm gonna be a good girl for you, okay? I'm gonna let you have your way with me. Because that's how I'm gonna stay safe. That's how I'm gonna not have you squeezing my throat again. Okay? I'm gonna lie here and I'm gonna take it. And if you get the impression that I'm enjoying it, that's just for show, because I'm not. You're taking me by force. Do you realize that? You don't give a fuck. If I come, it's purely a biological response and it doesn't mean anything. I'm not gonna come because I'm not enjoying myself. I may be soaking wet, I may be panting and moaning, but I am not enjoying this in the slightest, do you understand? Will you at least not come inside me, please? Just come outside me, please. So you're telling me that on top of being raped, I have to worry about pregnancy and diseases. Thanks a bunch, Luke. Thanks a fucking bunch. Harder. No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. I don't know why I said that. No, I don't. I'm just a woman and I'm programmed to like big, fat, thick, long cocks. Fucking me. It doesn't mean anything. Do you understand? It doesn't mean anything. No, it doesn't. I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this. I didn't secretly want you to break the rules. I didn't drop hints all the time that I hoped you would be restrained and stick to our agreement. I didn't emphasize it. over and over again. Way too much. I didn't make you think that this was what I wanted. Did I, Luke? You didn't get the hint, did you? Did you? No, no, you didn't. Oh no, I'm not gonna come hard on your cock. Because I'm fucking dry as a bone. I'm not enjoying this. I can't wait. I can't wait for it to be over. Choke me again. Don't call me those words. Don't call me those words. Don't call me those words. I'm not a slut. I'm a good girl. I'm a good girl. I don't belong to you. I'm a good girl. I'm a good girl. I don't sleep with men unless I'm in a relationship with them. I've only slept with 7 guys in my entire life. Well, I guess that's 8 now. What I'm trying to say is I'm not a whore. I'm not a slut. And I'm not easy. And I'm not enjoying this. No, you're mistaken. You're hearing what you want to hear. That's probably your pre-cum. That's not me. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, come. 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 Now. 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 Come. Fuck. Ah. Oh. Give me that cum. Give me that cum. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Say my name. Oh, I fucking did it. I fucking did it. Give me a high five. Look. Look at my hands. I'm trembling. I'm so sorry. I should have ditched the vibrator ages ago. How long has it been since you edged for that long before coming? You've edged for that long. For that long? No. Give me a big smile. Give me a kiss. Well, thank you for spending your lunch break with me. Yeah. Yay. Cool. I hope when you go back to work, everyone's wondering why you're looking so happy. Thank you. And don't be a stranger again. Do you understand?
Okay.
This smells really nice. Bye.